Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. A new deadlock has emerged between protesting farmers and the government over three farm laws, with farmer unions rejecting the government's olive branch of suspending the three farm laws for a year and a half and insisting that they won't return home unless the laws are repealed. With Republic Day coming closer every hour, the farmers also continue to insist that they will take out their tractor rally to celebrate the day. Whose country is this? We would like to celebrate Republic Day too, and we will do it peacefully and without violence, farmers at Singhu border told the Print. In the 11th round of talks between Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar and the farmer union representatives Friday, the talks broke down almost before they had begun. Tomar appeared to harden his position, saying that there could be no further conversation between the two sides, certainly not at Vigyan Bhavan in Delhi, where the talks have taken place. He said that if the farmers wanted to talk, they would have to come back with an answer by today, that is Saturday. If they agree, we will meet again, Tomar told reporters after the meeting. Tomar said the talks had hit a roadblock because of the union's insistence on total repeal. Talks remained inconclusive as farmers' welfare was not at the heart of talks from the union side. I am sad about it. Farmer unions have said that they only want the repeal of the laws despite the government asking for alternatives, Tomar told reporters. For the first time since the talks began a month ago, no date has been fixed for the next round of talks. A government official who attended Friday's meeting told the Print that the government has made it very clear to the farm leaders that the offer to put the laws on hold is only temporary till there is a resolution. The government is not going to repeal the three farm laws. Meanwhile, Jaggi Singh Dalewal, President Bhartiya Kisan Union Sindhupur, blamed the government for the inconclusive meeting. Dalewal said that the government gave the same proposal as they had in the previous meeting. Another working group member of the All India Kisan Sangharsh Coordination Committee, Satyavan, told the Print that the two sides only sat down face to face for 20 to 30 minutes on Friday, even though the meeting started at noon and ended at 5 p.m. Satyavan said that soon after the meeting started at noon, the government said that they needed Satyavan said that soon after the meeting started at noon, the government told the farm leaders that they need time to discuss among themselves and also asked the farm leaders to do the same. When the meeting resumed again, it barely lasted 15 minutes and the entire duration of the two sides being face to face did not exceed 30 minutes. The government is clearly running out of options and needs time to think, Satyavan told the Print. When asked if farmers will attend the next round of talks if the government proposes a date, Satyavan said that it would depend on the agenda of the talks. Friday's meeting comes just 2 days after the government offered a proposal to stay the farm laws for 12 to 18 months until the standoff is resolved. Friday's meeting comes just 2 days after the government offered a proposal to stay the farm laws for 12 to 18 months until the standoff is resolved. The government also offered to file an affidavit before the Supreme Court, stating that it will put the law on hold and set up a committee to look threadbare into the various issues, including the provisions in the three laws that the farmers are opposing and the legal guarantee for minimum support price. In a statement Thursday, farmer unions, however, rejected the government's proposal and reiterated the demand for total repeal. Earlier on 8 January, the centre had hardened its stance and told the protesting farmers that the three farm laws will not be repealed and the latter can go to the Supreme Court to get the matter settled. The farmer unions, however, have refused to knock on the SC's door. Thousands of farmers, meanwhile, have been protesting against the three farm laws at Delhi's border for almost 2 months now. With no resolution to the standoff, farmers have now promised to continue with their proposed tractor rally on Republic Day. This is all I have for you today. but I'll be following the story very closely and report on it as soon as there is any further movement. With my colleague Shravasti Dasgupta, this is Moshumi Dasgupta for The Print.